How do you envision tomorrow going? I mean, just what that day is gonna be like.
I mean, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun for me having my kids here, my family here, my mom, my dad. This is an opportunity and that I've been waiting for since a kid. You know, I finally get to chase my dream that I've been chasing for a while now. And just give everybody motivation.
New Orleans and the state of Louisiana whole has been such a big part of your life up until now, and now there's a good chance that you're going to be headed elsewhere. What is that like for you?
I mean, it's crazy, but at the same time, to me, I just want to be one of the positive faces in Louisiana, period. You know, especially from New Orleans, where I'm from. To show people that, you know, no matter where you come from, you know, I'm out the hood, I'm out the slums or whatever. I grew up in that environment too, but you got to make the best out your chances.
Leonard, your high school coach 3 years ago said, "This is all I know. He'll play 3 years of college football, he'll be a top 10 pick, no questions asked." Here you are today.
I mean, Coach David Johnson?
Crutchfield.
Yeah, Coach Crutchfield. I mean, I don't know, man. Coach Crutchfield knows me. I worked hard in high school. I always did what I had to do, you know, just to get my team better, get myself better. You know, I'm a team player overall, and I mean, a lot of my coaches might say the same thing.
How much conversation has come up about your ankle this year, not playing in the bowl game, those things?
I mean, not a lot. Yeah. You know, it hasn't come up a lot. I mean, my ankle. I mean, everybody don't know if it's 100%. That's it.
How much do you allow yourself to think about which team you could go to and the possibilities and which city or wherever you go?
I mean, the mock draft stuff, I don't really pay attention to it. You know, I mean, whatever happens, it happens, you know, it's in God's hand. You know, I'm just blessed to have an opportunity to go play this game that I love to play.
Leonard, we're from Jacksonville. Obviously, a lot of discussion about you and the Jags. Can you tell us a little bit about your visits or conversations with them over the last few months?
It was all right. You know, my visit there was right. It was like any other visit. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to them whether they want me or not.
How many things did you visit, Leonard? You actually went to their place.
I don't know. It was a lot. Though.
Like over 10?
Yeah, it was a lot.
So many guys talk about that often they're drafted by the teams that they didn't visit or they didn't talk to that much. Would you like to be surprised where you go? I mean,
it doesn't matter, man. I mean, as long as I get picked, you know, that's my dream. You know, to whatever team picks me, I'm going to contribute to them.
At this point, a lot of times there will be guys that kind of get an idea of some of those teams that have been showing the most interest in them or kind of moving around all the way back to if they go to the Senior Bowl or just meeting with them after games in college. Do you have those three or four, and who were those kind of like three teams that, in your opinion, showed the most interest when you're doing this?
I really wouldn't know, you know, because you hear one thing, then you hear another thing, you know, just like with the mock draft, you know, they had me top 10, then they had me going 26th, 25th, whatever it was. I mean, it's crazy how it goes.
You gonna bear hug Roger Goodell tomorrow night?
Nah, I ain't gonna bear hug.
As a running back in the top 10, did you feel like you had to prove something to teams in this process over the last couple of months, despite what you did in college?
I mean, nah, not really. You know, I think my film speaks for itself. You know, I mean, this is a great running back class for a lot of running backs who's coming out with me. So, I mean, it's gonna be a tough decision for any GM, any owner, to pick one of us.
Leonard, it is a position that, you know, sometimes it's boom or bust. I mean, what gives you the confidence your game translates to a lot of success at the next level?
I mean, I work hard. You know, play with guys like Jamal Adams, who made me better as a player. And, I mean, overall, that's just who I am. You know, anywhere I go, I'm going to work hard. You know, I'm going to try to perfect my craft, be the best player that I can be.